very, very hard. And we say, why not turn and go with the current? And humans say, oh, that just seems lazy. Anyone who's worth anything paddles upstream. Look how good we are at it. We give everyone plaques and rewards and grades and monuments based upon how well they struggle against the current. If they're really good, we revere them for a long, long time. And then they tell the story. We've heard that after we die, the rewards are even greater if we've paddled very hard upstream. And we always listen politely. But we always then explain, nothing that you want is upstream. Nothing that you want is upstream. And the reason we know that is because we understand law of attraction. We know how you came into this experience. We know that you've given birth to rockets of desire. We know about your vibrational escrow. We know that law of attraction is responding to your vibrational escrow. We know that all things are being summoned toward that which you have put there. And we know that when you move in the direction of the stream, you feel the ease of that. And when you turn against the current, you do not feel good. And so closing the gap is aligning or allowing. Not closing the gap or moving in opposition of the closing of the gap is what resistance is. Closing the gap feels better. Widening the gap feels worse. Closing the gap is allowing. Widening the gap is resistance. Closing the gap is going with the flow. Widening the gap is going against the current. Closing the gap is becoming weller. Widening the gap is becoming sicker. Closing the gap is becoming more prosperous. Widening the gap is becoming less prosperous. In other words, the way you feel. Kate is 5 years old, Jerry and Esther's granddaughter, 5 years old, and plays a game whenever they get together, her favorite game, let's hide something and I will help you find it. And so Kate hides a tiny little something, usually a little toy car, and Jerry and Esther come into the room and Kate lets them know if they are warmer or colder. And the warmer they are, the closer they are, the colder they are, the further they are, until she will say, hot, 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 and then they have found it every single time. We would like to teach you the game. You may need to write it down. The better it feels, the more you're closing the gap. The worse it feels, the more you are not. It really is that simple. This is the guidance system that you were born with. You were born knowing that you are expansive beings, and you were born knowing that you are worthy, and you were born knowing that life is supposed to be good, and you were born knowing that the contrast would cause you to expand, and you were born knowing that the expansion would cause your life to be better. And you knew that you could tell by the way you are feeling in any moment whether you're moving toward your expansion or not. And this is the thing that we really want you to hear. You've got to move toward your expansion if you are to feel joy. You have no choice if you want to feel joy. You have to let yourself be who you really are if you are to feel good. And of course, you have the option. You are so free, you can choose bondage. You can beat the drum of whatever you choose, but we want you to know that the emotions within you are your indicator of how you are managing the vibrational relationship between who you are being in this moment and who you have become as the eternal source energy being that is really you. So, sometimes our friends say, all right, well, I do want to turn and go with the flow. In fact, if down there where all my stuff is, if that's really true, then I'm going to turn my boat around, get a motor on it, and I'm going to get down there as quick as I can. And we say, you are not understanding the power of the stream if you think you have to put a motor on your boat or even turn downstream and begin rowing downstream. The stream will carry you. Just stop doing that thing you do that doesn't let you go with the flow. Just stop doing that thing you do that whenever you do it, you feel some form of negative emotion. The stream will always call you. Just listen for the call of source. Just listen for it. So then our friends say, sounds pretty good. We like your hypothesis. What do you think the call of source sounds like, Abraham? It seems to me, they say, it would sound like harps and angels. And we say, depends on where you are in relationship to who you are. In other words, the better you feel, the better the call of source feels. If you are moving through life in